In the wake of last weekend's parliamentary elections, what are the future prospects for Lebanon, one of the most polarised nations in the Middle East region? In a surprise result, the nation's pro-Western coalition held on to its majority in parliament, defeating an opposition alliance that includes the Iranian-backed Hezbollah movement. But will Lebanon's government be able to break the ongoing deadlock in a nation whose political and sectarian divisions took it to the brink of civil war in 2008? It's a question many are asking in the wake of these hotly contested elections. To find out more about the views of the Lebanese people themselves and what the future could hold for this deeply divided country, I spoke to Father Fadi Tabey, head of the Voice of Charity Catholic radio station in Lebanon.
I think there is no change because the majority are always the majority and the oppositions are always the opposition. I hope that it's going to be better for the future. But what I think is we're not going to have any changement in the future.
So you're saying that the political stalemate that Lebanon struggled with is likely to continue?
I think yes.
And when it comes to relations with neighbours like Syria and Israel, do you see any changes there or any move that they can make?
I think about the relation between Lebanon and Syria, it's going to be better because the opposition, they have a good relation with Syria. And the majority, they are not against the good relation with Syria. What I think today that our relationship with Syria is going to be better in the future. But when we're talking about the relationship with Israel, I think that it's for both the opposition and for the majority. Israel, for them, it's an enemy. So I think the relationship is going to be the same. But for sure, as they are saying, that it's better for Lebanon that the opposition are not in the government because if the opposition are in the government, it means that our relationship with Israel is going to be bad because Hezbollah, they can have war against Israel, and this is going to be bad in Lebanon. But now, because Hezbollah are the minority, I think they cannot have any power to start a war against Israel because they are not the majority in Lebanon. It's not my opinion. I'm telling you what they are saying in Lebanon.
Yes, I understand. And what role, though, is Hezbollah likely to play in the new government? Because I know one of the questions is its demand for a veto power.
Yesterday, Hassan Nasrallah had an interview, and he talked about the future. And he said he's not going to say anything about what Hezbollah is going to do in Lebanon or in the future of Lebanon, because he's saying that he has to have a meeting with Aoun and with all the people who are with him, and to take a decision. And this decision is going to be the decision of the opposition. It's not the decision of Hezbollah by themselves, but it's going to be the decision by the opposition. So we don't know if they are going to be in the power or they are going to be in opposition.
Lebanon is a very sharply polarized nation. Do many people there fear the risk of another round of confrontation similar to that which took place in 2008 when the country was almost on the brink of another civil war?
I think no, because the election was a democratic election. Okay, we can say that we had some small problems in many places in Lebanon, but we can tell that the election, it was very good, so we don't have any problem, big problems in Lebanon. And for the future to have a war in Lebanon, I think it's difficult. It's difficult because nobody has the power, nobody has army, just Hezbollah, they have the army. And I think they are not going to have any war against the Lebanese.
What feedback have you got from Maronite Catholics in Lebanon to this election result? What are their feelings about the future?
You know, our problem in Lebanon, and when you talk about the Sunni, we can tell that the majority of the Sunni, they are with the future Tayyar. And when you talk about the Shiite, you can tell that the majority of the Shiite they are was Hezbollah. And the Sunnites are divided into parts, but the biggest part is the future. And when you talk about the Druze, even the Druze, they are divided into part or three parts, but the biggest part are with Jumblah. But now, when you talk about the Maronite, we can tell that the Maronites are divided in many groups. You have Aoun, who has 42% of the Maronite, and you have the Lebanese forces. You have Kataib. You have the other deputy who are with the president. And so from here we can tell that the Christians are divided in many parts.
But given these divisions, as you've said, among the Christian community, does that weaken in a way its ability to try to help promote national reconciliation?
I think the problem with the Christian, I told you that 42% of the Christian, they have a problem with the church, because they think that our patriarch is with the majority. They think. But I can tell that the patriarch is not with anybody. The Christian opposition who are with the General Aoun, the majority of them, they don't accept the patriarch, and they don't accept the bishop, because for them they are against the ideas of General Aoun. And we can tell that the other part of the Christian, they are with the patriarch. So from here, we can tell that there is a problem between the Christian and between the Maronite, between themselves. So I hope that it's going to be better in the future, because it's not good for us, the Christian, to be divided. If they are very strong, it means that the Christian in the Middle East are very strong. And if the Christian in Lebanon are not strong, it means that the Christian in the Middle East are not strong. Because the president of Lebanon is Maronite and is Christian. And this is mean very much for us. We have a lot of freedom. We can talk, and we can say whatever we want. But the Christian in the Middle East, they don't have this freedom. That's why for them, the Christian of Lebanon are special. And I'm going to have a meeting with all our deputy, our Christian deputy, soon. And we're going to discuss this problem. And I hope we're going to have here a solution, a good solution for everybody.
So you're optimistic that they are going to maybe try to overcome some of these internal divisions?
I hope so. So we're praying to have a good relationship between each other.
I was speaking to Father Fadi Tabei, head of the Voice of Charity Catholic radio station in Lebanon.